Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Labor's revamped Stage 3 tax cuts will become law after being approved by the Senate. It means Australians earning less than $150,000 a year will receive a greater tax cut. Those earning more than that will get less of a reduction than they would have in the original proposal. Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says women will especially benefit from the new plan.
So when you look at childcare carers, 97% get a bigger tax cut. When we look at registered nurses, 97%. When we look at aged care, at disability care, where we see lots of women in those industries, they will get a much bigger tax cut under this plan.
The families of a missing Sydney couple have travelled to a rural property where the bodies of their sons have been found. Police Commissioner Karen Webb says detectives have been able to take the families to the site because the man accused of killing the pair allegedly told them where to look. Assistant Commissioner Michael Fitzgerald has praised the work of the homicide squad in the case so far.
Sadly, as a society, have these type of incidents, domestic violence that occur in our world, and we have to deal with them, and it has hurt us because it was one of our own officers who was involved in this. So on behalf of myself and the Commissioner, I want to thank these homicide detectives.
A leading Islamic group has asked the Victorian State Government to cancel this year's iftar dinner over Labor's response to the conflict in Gaza. Spokesman for the Islamic Council of Victoria, Adil Salman, says the community is in no mood for a celebratory dinner and it would be inappropriate to host it. But the state government says they have organised the dinner since 2015 and it will still proceed. In Queensland, the Supreme Court has ruled that the state's COVID-19 vaccine mandates were unlawful. The judgment relates to lawsuits brought against Queensland Police and the state's ambulance service. Queensland Health Minister Shannon Fentiman says the government is considering the court's decision. Businessman Clive Palmer has claimed credit for the court win, saying he provided almost $3 million towards the case. The Greens are calling for negative gearing to be axed as a condition of their support for Labor's landmark housing bill. Under the Help to Buy Housing Shared Equity Scheme, the government would cover 40% of the cost of homes for 40,000 people. Labor will need support from the crossbench to pass the legislation. But Greens leader Adam Bandt says it is counterproductive.
If Labor wants our support, then tackle the causes of the housing crisis that are hurting millions of renters and first home buyers by fixing negative gearing and capital gains tax discounts, capping and freezing rents, and building more public housing. That's how you address the housing crisis. But as things stand, Labor is refusing to tackle the cause of the housing crisis and backing wealthy property investors.
A dedicated group of friends are getting ready to climb Mount Everest to raise money for a First Nations mental health facility. The group, called the Black Trekkers, hope to raise $50,000 for the first Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Lived Experience Centre at the Black Dog Institute. Joining the trek is prominent First Nations psychiatrist Dr. Clinton Schultz.
I don't think, unfortunately, there has been enough awareness raised to that amongst majority populations. So more than anything, I want to get the message out there to majority populations that, you know, this is something that our communities are having to face every day. One of our four main pillars, our strategic pillars at the Institute at the moment, is to form strong relationships with community and to be seen as a trusted partner with organisations and communities, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organisations and communities.
I'm Deborah Rourke. This is SBS News in Easy English.